أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين جاءوا بالإفك عصبة منكم لا تحسبوه شرا لكم بل هو خير لكم لكل امرئ منهم ما اكتسب من الإثم والذي تولى كبره منهم له عذاب عظيم. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 11 of Surah An-Nur. Some ayahs before this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the punishment of somebody that makes an allegation on a chaste person, chaste Muslim, male or female, a person who had not ever committed zina, and somebody says that that person committed adultery, for that person is 80 lashes. Now here in these ayat, more especially from ayah number 11 to ayah number 20, 10 verses had been revealed regarding a particular incident that had taken place in the life of our Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leaving for the battle of Banu Mustaliq. And as per his noble habit, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had cast lots to decide which of our mother will accompany Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that particular occasion. The name of our mother Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha had come out, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took her to accompany him on this journey. On the return of this journey, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped at a place like the normal habit will be, so that the caravan, the mujahideen, the qafla could settle, they could rest and do whatever. And slightly before the qafla, the caravan would re-leave, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had an announcement made that everybody should now get ready. The caravan will be leaving in a short while. So people at that time would normally go out and relieve themselves, make wudu, get ready for the journey or for the onward journey. Our mother Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha had done the same. But she had gone in a little bit in towards the forest area in which she would relieve herself because of parda, of hijab. And when she went out to relieve herself, she had completed relieving herself, and then she realized that her necklace had fallen off. So there was this slight delay that she started looking for her necklace. On the other hand, all the other members of the qafla, of the caravan, were all ready to leave. So on the journey, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha journeyed in what is called a hodaj. Hodaj is a little carrier that is placed on top of the camel. And the habit was, the system was, that some people would wait for her to get in. It was fully covered. They wouldn't know whether she is in or not. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, by her own admission, says that I was very small in build, very small in body, very less in weight. So these people carried this hodaj. They didn't find any difference in the weight of this carriage, and they placed it on top of the camel, thinking that Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was in that carrier, in that carriage, and hence the qafla moved, the camel on which she was also got up, and that camel also moved, and everybody thought everything was fine. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha comes out from the woods, from the forest, and she now sees that everybody is gone. There is nobody there. She is absolutely alone. So, ulama have written amongst the intelligence of Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she did not move from that spot, from that place. She placed a shawl on the ground and she laid down, and in that she fell off to sleep also. Now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak habit was that whenever there would be a caravan, then you would have one person or a group of people that would be a distance away from that caravan behind. So when the caravan would stop like this, and then they would move, that people or that person will come from behind to see if nobody left anything. So that would be picked up, and it will be then delivered to the person. So on this occasion, the Sahabi, Sayyiduna Safwan ibn Mu'attal, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was appointed for this function, that he was behind the caravan, and now Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is sleeping, Sayyidina Safwan is traveling, and he comes and he sees this figure on the ground. And on seeing the figure on the ground, he realized, before the laws of Parda was revealed, he had seen our mother, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Immediately he realized, he recognized that this is our mother, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So he recited, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'oon. What should be done? This is our mother, the wife of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She hears this Inna lillah and she wakes up. Immediately she covers her face. Sayyidina Safwan radiallahu ta'ala anhu brings his camel, he makes the camel sit, and she gets on to the camel by placing her leg on the foreleg of the camel, and she gets on. Now she is riding on the camel, and this sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is holding the rope or the string of the camel, and he is leading her, and in a while they then reach Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now this becomes a great means of fitna. Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, the leader of all the munafiqeen, so he finds this an opportune moment to now level an allegation against none other than Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he begins to say that there had to be something between the two, and that is why they were delayed. From amongst the munafiqeen, many had bought the story and they found it opportune to make it a means of distress for our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And also together with that, some sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The names that appear in the narration, Sayyiduna Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyiduna Mistah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and also a woman, Hamna radiallahu ta'ala anha. They also, because of naivety, because of simplicity, they also get entangled in all of this, and they begin to speak about this incident. Our mother, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, does not have any knowledge of this whatsoever. They reach Madina Munawwara, she doesn't have any knowledge about this. However, she could judge from the body language of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and wives are wives, they able to judge this very quickly, that there is something wrong with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He comes in, he greets, he asks how I am, but it is not that compassionate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There is some kind of strain on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, one night she becomes ill, she becomes sick. One night she is going out to relieve herself. The mother of Mista, Umme Mista, takes Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha out. On the return, Umme Mista slips. She gets, her leg gets entangled on her cloak, and she slips and she falls, and she says in this, Ta'isa Mista, my son Mista, may he be cursed. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha became very, very afraid of the statement, and she said that Mista is a Badri sahabi. How is it that you are cursing your son who is a Badri sahabi? So she asked Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that, do you not know what has happened? Do you not know what is happening, as we will say, in the marketplace? And hence she narrates to Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha this entire incident. Our mother radiallahu ta'ala anha says that now doubled my illness. I became more sick. Now I realize what is going through the mind of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam permission to go to my parents. He gave me the permission. Her parents say that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu's house, and there she says that days and nights passed, 1 month passed, and I did not sleep, but I sobbed and I sobbed and I cried and I cried, that what is going to happen? I had one thing in my heart, that Allah may reveal to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam via wahi, a dream, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will exonerate me from this allegation that is being made. But I never thought ever that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will reveal these verses in the Quran Sharif. Inshallah we'll continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanallah wa bihamdi.